Welcome to The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. And tonight, we have all the stupid guys in the house, finally. So,
about time.
Yeah. So, joining us, as always, we have Jack, Mike, and finally, Russ. I don't think you've ever even been on this podcast this season.
It's your first Walking Dead, Russ.
It is, my first Walking Dead.
If you don't want to be spoiled, don't look behind me because I'm showing the last episode behind me.
Yeah, so we're airing the episode on our YouTube channel. You can always watch us.
I wonder if AMC will close us down after this. We better say nice things. Just saying ahead of time.
I thought you were going to spoil the Royals game behind you.
No, I wouldn't.
So before we get started, Jack, you have some Patreon announcements that you'd like to make?
If you'd like to help support this podcast and the Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys podcast, the Survivor podcast with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, the Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, the Lost podcast, which we recorded one tonight, it's up already on its feed. Let's see, we got the Leftovers podcast, we got the Ramblecast, the Married Man was back up, will be out tomorrow. It's Dale's back in rare form, talking about robot bodies. What were we talking about? Robot bodies living forever and stuff like that. It was nothing about relationship because we had no questions from anybody. Yeah, but if you like the sports, you go on patreon.com/jayandjack, and any little bit helps. Could help keep Russ off the streets. You know, he's out there. You know, what are you doing, Russ? You're doing things I don't even want to know about. But anyway, it helps out. And if you would like to give us a review, I've been told I have to beg for reviews. So you can go on The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys and give us 5 stars. Because we're here for you, and we're giving you great quality entertainment, like just showing you the episode from the week before.
Might actually help us in our recap notes and making sure we don't miss anything, right?
There you go. I thought it was funny, though, that it's almost typical that the girl falls down and hurts her ankle.
Oh, almost immediately, too,
almost
right?
Almost immediately. It's like, come on. Couldn't it be a guy? Anyway, all right, back to you, Matt.
Well, Jack, Tim Judge in the chat want to let you know that you're kind of lacking on shows. If you could pick up, do a little more.
Lacking on shows? Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying to talk Jay into a vinyl podcast. I forgot that HBO is doing a Westworld podcast.
Yeah, the Westworld looks pretty cool. I've seen some of the trailers. Very excited about that.
You guys aren't as old as me, but have you guys seen the movie Westworld?
It's been
Waterworld. Yeah, Waterworld. Wasn't Kevin Costner's greatest work, but
we were talking about Waterworld?
No.
Yeah, we're talking about Waterworld.
Westworld.
Westworld, Waterworld.
Waterworld.
Not Web Feet Boy. Westworld was Yul Brynner and Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin. Wait, who's the son? James Brolin's the son, right? No, Josh Brolin's the son.
Josh is the son.
Yeah, James Brolin.
Which Brolin's on first? That's what I always say.
Who?
So.
What?
Brolins, Baldwins, let's get them together. Can they have a you know, kind of Capulet, kind of warring kind of thing, Romeo and Juliet, this stuff?
Yeah. John Clayton versus Jack Godfrey kind of war?
Yeah.
Oh, hashtag if we had Walker World, I would totally just, it'd be over for, he'd look like that. He'd look like that guy right there.
There was a lot of gore on this. Let's jump into this episode and just give me your guys' instant feelings about this episode. Let's start with Russ since he's new to this podcast.
I liked it. I've liked the all the episodes so far, so it's been very entertaining. You know, very good. Not as bad as they used to be back in the prison days. So I'm enjoying it.
Remember I said say nice things about it today.
Yes, well, yeah, that was nice. I'm saying, like, you know, they've
it wasn't
stepped
as
up.
As bad as it was in those prison days when the show was boring.
I think what we had with last season was that flippity-flop thing that happened with the governor's storyline at the beginning where they were kind of spreading out the story and sectioning it off similar to the way that they've done this season, except last season it didn't work as well. And
yeah, there wasn't much flow to it. It was kind of hard to get into it.
It also seemed like there would be two or three episodes where you wouldn't see characters. Like, you'd go to three episodes without seeing Rick.
And I mean, this episode, so far how they've started the season, you know, we're still getting these pieced out storylines, but at least the way that they're delivering them to us, I'm enjoying what's happening with those characters at that time. Like, it's not like, I mean, there were a little lulls I felt in this episode, just me personally, but there was never a time where I was like, oh, can we get back to, you know, Alexandria?
Let's say. I thought this episode, I really enjoyed it, and I was on the edge of my seat. I mean, I was really intense. The whole scene with Rick running through, you know, running and then coming up with walkers and the part, you know, I'll get ahead of myself, but it just, I thought this was a really intense episode.
Yeah.
For me, I just was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and then in the ending, I'm like, no. I'm not even. It wasn't even the ending. It was like 10 minutes before the ending.
Yeah.
We still had the thing with Rick at the end. So. I thought it was one of their better episodes in some time. It just I know a lot of people are going to be upset if something happens that didn't happen. A lot of people are already talking about it, but I thought it was a great episode. And nice things about it.
I second you on that one. I thought it was fantastic.
Mike, what are your feelings on it, like, overall?
Like Jack said, with 10 minutes ago, I was feeling pretty sad about the episode, and I was feeling pretty disappointed in the show. But then, the further you're watching The Talking Dead, you don't see Glenn on there, and then more chatter on the internet. I don't think things are looking so bad for Glenn.
Oh, okay. So you it seems like you have some insider knowledge here. It's like you've been doing your homework.
It just seems like there's been a lot of debate back and forth on whether or not he made it through.
Yeah,
I think he's still around.
Okay, so I'm just going to point out the Jay and Jack, you know, we have a Facebook group, and a lot of people talk about the episodes on there. So there's a big discussion about whether or not Glenn is alive or dead on there. It was kind of going on. So I just want to point that out. I forgot to mention our Facebook group last week.
I always forget.
Yeah, but there was some pretty good conversations about whether or not Glenn's alive or dead, and some listeners or some viewers that I think were pretty much like, you know, upset at his possible death. Now, I rewatched that scene before we began podcasting like 3 hours ago or something. And the scene where he's laying on the ground, and when he first hit, I thought, oh, he's at their ankles. He could just like crawl away. But then it looked as though they were ripping out his innards. Now, the talk is that Nicholas is on top of him, and that perhaps Glenn scooted underneath that conveniently placed dumpster. There is a scene in which there's a walker that is going towards what looks like Glenn's head as it's panning back, and then his head is gone, and the walker kind of gives this look like, where did he go?
Magic.
It's very subtle, so I don't know if that was intentional or if I'm just reading into it. So maybe he did escape, and somehow being covered in blood. I did have another question. You know, I've mentioned before we don't do a recap on the show, but I like to go over certain points that I write down or take notes from the episode. And I had a question, I guess, for Jack, but it really could be for the rest of the stupid guys now that you're here. I mean, really.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask, do you think Chargers should trade Rivers?
No. No, I try to keep that Walking Dead on Sports Talk. Have you guys ever been covered in so much blood that you didn't know if it was your own or someone else's?
Daily. It's happened to me a lot.
I figure being a ref in hockey would do that to you.
It does. I mean, there's times that you want to be covered in blood when you're reffing, just so you go unnoticed. They can't scream. Because the players are like zombies. If they can't see you, right? They can't sense you.
They can't smell you. So
they can't yell at you and stuff like that, so it makes it a little easier.
Mike, concerts you've been to, have you ever been covered in so much blood?
Some of the ones recently, I think so, but but speaking of that point, Michonne brought that up. Did she forget how she survived for like so long? How she covered herself in the blood and had the the walkers chop off the arms and stuff and chained?
Yeah,
Didn't you want to bring back that method?
I said the same thing.
You said the same thing as far as, like, why doesn't she bring back that method?
Well, yeah, why if you're...
She's like, we're losing people back and forth, but I don't want to try that method again.
It seemed to work.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Has she become too civilized? Because she's changed. She's really...
Mm-hmm.
She's not on her own. Remember when she first got in there, she was kind of a loner. Now she's like, no, I'm not leaving without you. Hey, we're a team. Hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do that. And sees the bite on the guy's back. Oh, you're going to be fine.
You're going to make it.
You're going to make it. Don't give me the roll, and then you're going to die. And when someone's being chewed up by walkers, why don't they just shoot them and kill them so they don't have to feel the pain of getting their body ripped apart?
Right.
They're shooting at the walkers low. Shoot the guy in the head so he's done. I'm just going to say this right now. If I'm ever in that situation, if I'm being ripped up by walkers, please just shoot me in the head.
I'll pull the trigger.
Thanks. I give you guys permission.
Okay. It's like a do not resuscitate. Like, you have right. to have this on, like, your
But
like,
it happens every time.
Now.
Even the girl, when she finally goes, go on without me. I'm dead. Why didn't she just shoot herself in the head?
Right. I thought the same thing, too. Like, you know, give her a gun or shoot. Yeah, no, I had wondered the same thing. I do like the way that they have split up the groups in a way where, as frustrating as it was, there were, I guess the doldrums or the parts that I found more frustrating with this episode had to deal with Rick taking on the horde with the RV, which ended up paying off in the end. But the whole time there was that Dale, like, will he, won't he? Which just felt like some weird kind of bromance thrown in there, like, Daryl, are you there, man? I don't know, like, he's on that walkie, like, I'm here, I'm coming back, I don't know,
He needed some, like, 80s montage music as he was driving his motorcycle, like, Footloose.
Montage. Yeah, yeah, so is Daryl gonna come and rescue, you know, Rick there at the end? I mean...
Well, I thought at the end he joined up back with the other two.
Where was he going? Was he just leaving?
I don't know. That was the thing that I didn't. The burden of Alexandria was too much. I mean, he just went from being like, "Come on, man, we don't do that kind of stuff. We're like good guys," to like all of a sudden he's like, "I'm listening to White Snake. Here I go again. I'm out on my own."
Well, I thought he was going to go try to help out Rick, but then he heard the gunshots. And he said, like, all right, Rick's done. I got to go back and help out the group, get these zombies out of here, to the mission.
But why did he leave the group in the first place? He was going to help Rick? Is that what it was?
Because he's a hero. You got to help out the hero.
Did I miss something? Because he said stay with him, and he goes, oh, you'll be good without me. Just keep driving this way, blah, blah, blah. I thought the car was going to stall and all those walkers would, you know.
I can't quit you, Rick.
That's what I'm saying. It's this weird bromance kind of thrown in there, and I don't know if we really know what we're supposed to think about that. Where was Daryl going? We know where Rick ended up, and we know that he helped save them, I guess, but I don't know. Like, there's all of these fates that are up in the air, and I guess I have enjoyed this season because it's kept that pace. I wasn't thrilled about the Glenn until I had kind of... was following the whole online theory of that he might still be alive. So,
well, I watched it again that night, and I had the same. I was like, at first, I didn't see that he fell, like he could have fallen on top of him, fell on top of that. And I said, and when I watched it again, I go, oh, he did fall on top of him. But how is he? There's a billion walkers. See, I thought it was going to happen. They're on top of that. They're on top of that dumpster. I thought, what's his Nicholas Coward Boy?
Right.
I thought he was going to jump into the herd.
And yeah, then, I thought so. I thought so too, and to help Glenn.
And then when I said there was a fence on the other, they're fenced in. It seemed like the walkers were just on coming from both sides, but there was a fence on the other side. Why didn't they just jump on that fence and hop over that fence and go to the other side? Unless there were walkers over there too. There's also a staircase where I talked.
I Russell saw the I staircase.
About. I said, "Run up the staircase."
Yeah, you know what? After you mentioned it, I went back and watched it again. you know, there was a bunch of boxes and stuff look like blocking it, but I mean, they could have climbed over that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they could have climbed over that, and the walkers couldn't possibly climb over that. And I was like going, man, like, why didn't they go there? Like, I just didn't understand that.
I saw the staircase immediately, and I was like, just try to scale that staircase. Like, that's your way out.
They ran right by it.
Right. I'm like, they did, and there's that scene at the end where Glenn's firing off a couple shots, and it looks like he's looking at it even.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm making the motion on YouTube for those listening at home.
I saw that, and it was nice.
Thanks. Yeah, it adds to the effects.
I also said, why don't they go inside the dumpster?
Sure.
Well, instead go inside the dumpster. I'm going, go inside the dumpster. Go inside the dumpster. Go inside the dumpster. Because the walkers, they couldn't get in.
They're too good for trash. It's like,
I guess. Wait, what were the walkers doing, Jack?
You gotta see it on YouTube and see it.
Hey, that's the way you sound when you're washing out an icing.
Yep.
Well, that's because you can't tell whose blood's on it.
Yeah. I get it. I'm being a Monday morning quarterback, but I was saying at the time, get inside the dumpster. And then someone on Facebook said, well, how are they going to get out of there? I go, well, he has his radio.
Right.
Get a distraction, and Rick can come save him with the RV that doesn't run anymore. And then I got creative. I go, you got dump trucks somewhere, right? Got those big claws. You line up the dumpster, you put that in front of the truck, you can just plow through the herd. And then people are saying things like steamrollers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the wrong vehicles. Catch a steamroller going over walkers. The sound, I'm sure they haven't come up with that yet.
I feel like it needs to happen. Right?
It does.
Like, we haven't seen a steamroller kill.
You know what? I'm trying to figure out, like, out of all the military equipment that exists in the U.S. and the fact that they're out there by D.C., I'm sitting there going, like, at some point, shouldn't they have encountered, like, a tank again somewhere at some point?
Yeah.
I guess so. It seems like they should have recovered at least some kind of military-grade vehicle.
Or like, go find an airport, you know, find an airplane or something. Like,
well, who's going to fly the airplane? Does Daryl know how to fly airplanes?
Hey, Daryl can do anything. He's Superman.
He just needs a montage, and he can figure that stuff out.
Why are they following Nicholas? I'm watching it right now, and Nicholas is leading them places. Because he knows the town?
I know. I have this in my notes. Never take Nicholas along anywhere, ever. I mean, he's like the Hope Diamond. He's cursed.
He knows that town.
Yeah, he'd been out of town before. That's why, like, they ran into the car where his partner, who he abandoned before, that he killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he didn't know it too well.
No.
Yeah. He Norv Turnered that whole thing.
And once they found out the building they were going to burn wasn't there, they couldn't burn another building?
Well, I think it was just the fact that it would have caught fire really easily, and so they didn't have to spend a lot of time.
Got it.
That's how I understood it.
Because he did say that warehouse had like old grain in it and stuff, and he said it should go up pretty quick.
And oil rags just hanging out in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, you get some gas, splash it on a building, go pretty quick. You know what? A Christmas tree.
Since we are talking about this town and we're kind of skipping around here, I wanted to point out that, you know, at the beginning there, they're just kind of walking along. And then Glenn says, basically, like, well, we need to get somewhere. And then magically, they're just in this town. Like, they go from being in the woods, just wandering aimlessly, to Glenn just saying, well, we got to get somewhere. And then, boom. Like, they are the fastest walkers ever. They can just magically show up at a town.
You didn't see the part where Glenn clicked his heels together three times.
Seriously, they can't kill him off because they would never find anything.
No.
So.
And where would they get their pizza from?
So, what do you think where do they get their pizza from? So what do you guys think? I guess Mike already kind of spoiled us, and he thinks that Glenn is alive and well.
Well, I have to ask a question. Has there ever been a major character die and not appear on Talking Dead afterwards to memorialize their character?
Hmm.
I can't think of any person that big character.
Especially Glenn. I mean, he's such a...
We like Glenn. I mean, all the other characters have died. We kind of go, Shane, okay, yeah, you know. Lori,
you know. What if he's on next week?
It's a big character in our show, but we got Damon Lindelof.
See, what they should have done to really pull at people is they should have had Glenn on there and just, like, done it as though he was dead. Let everybody, like, really believe cathartically that he's dead.
And at the end of the show, he's like, see you next week.
It just was one of those scenes where you go, how could he have got... I mean, I guess he could crawl under the dumpster.
Right.
I don't know.
But then he just has to wait it out, I guess, and the fact that he's covered in zombie blood, maybe they won't smell him and they'll just wander around it.
Yeah, I get. Well, they can only go so far, right? But zombies aren't the brightest.
Okay, so where did he put the watch? Like, did he Bruce Willis that? Not Bruce Willis it, but Christopher Walken, Pulp Fiction it? Like, I didn't really see what he did with the watch. Did he put it... Like, there was that moment where he was looking at the watch that was given to him by his father-in-law, Herschel.
Herschel.
Yeah.
Herschel. And we were okay when Herschel died.
And he was on Talking Dead,
right?
Mike, with he your sports.
Yeah, Herschel was on Talking Dead.
I didn't want to go, but they killed me anyway.
But they made me. I like that
did Glenn have his bag when he was there on top of the dumpster?
No, I don't think so.
No. Because I'm thinking he might have left his bag with Michonne back in that pet shop or whatever it was that they're in.
Oh, right. That's probably more likely the case.
Yeah. Because remember he, like, kneeled down and he was taking stuff out of his pockets and stuff and packing the bag, and I think Michonne now has the bag.
Okay, and probably the watch, too. I just didn't follow that scene very, very closely, and even during the rewatch, I was just kind of picking up kind of more of the major scenes. I like that this season we've gotten so much more zombie action, right?
Right.
Like, last year it seemed like we had this lull where they just weren't, we weren't really scared of them. I mean, this season, you know, episode one till now, like, the zombies are a threat, like, now.
Well,
like,
there's so many of them, and I think it's, and it potentially they are killing people. What did you guys think about Rick talking to Michonne about, look, you can't save them all, you got to get back.
Oh, right.
And she's kind of looking at him, and then the new character, I don't know his name, he's listening, and he's upset by that. But I agree with Rick. These people are not trained. You can tell they're not, they've never experienced anything like this. It's like when they were talking about Rick, oh, Rick this, and then Michonne gives her case to him later on. Well, I've been there. I've done this. I've had to do things I've never wanted. And he goes, well, I've been out there, not like me. And they haven't. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to react. And
no, you know, I almost felt like Rick was saying, you know, in not so many words, like, you know, if you have an opportunity to leave them kind of thing, you know, like we can operate faster with just our group kind of thing. I mean, I almost felt like that's what he was hinting at, you know, without saying it.
That's what he was saying. Because don't die because of them.
And then Michonne chimed in with, yeah, maybe we should get rid of the baby. She's slowing us down. and Jack was like, yes, get rid of the baby.
Get rid of the kid. Get rid of the kid.
Now, what about that moment where he sees the baby food jar?
Yeah.
Well, I think he was ready to hightail it out of there and head back to Alexandria.
But his car wouldn't start.
Yeah. Not a great time for your car not to start. And you really can't get outside and take a look at it. So, yeah, I liked the scene with the two guys in the RV because I felt like that scene could go anywhere at that point. I was like, what is going on? I mean, you've already kind of, like, led us to believe that Glenn is dead.
Well, at that point, I thought Glenn was dead.
Yeah, I'm
100% behind it. I said there's no way he survives it.
I went to sleep thinking that because I don't watch Talking Dead. So
and I thought for sure. I thought for a second. I go, Rick's gonna die.
Yeah. And then he cut his hand, and so people are speculating on the Facebook group. And we've talked and discussed this probably ad nauseum, but the idea that you have a cut on your hand, maybe you cut yourself with scissors, let's say, but then you get zombie blood around that, do you get infected?
I don't think you do, because people have had cuts before, and they don't.
But if you get cut by a zombie, like a bone, like kind of scratching your back, like that one dude.
Yeah. I thought he got bit just a little bit. I thought it was a little bit of a bite mark, not a scratch.
On Rick?
No, on the other guy. On the guy who wrote the. I thought he got bit. Yeah, I thought he got a little chunk taken out of him. That's why Michonne was like, you know.
You're good.
It's yeah, okay. She was like, "Yeah, you're warmed down a little bit."
Just some, Neosporin on that should clear up real quick.
They got Band-Aids at home. We're good.
And this is, I guess, mild spoilers for the comics. I think it's well known that Rick lost his hand actually in the prison. Section of the comic. So, are they leading us down that path where they're going to cut off Rick's hand? With the cut.
I'll say I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? I mean, I thought we've talked about this before.
I've heard that before. So you must.
They mentioned it on Talking Dead. They sort of hinted at it on Talking Dead.
Well, it doesn't happen with him. Cutting it his own.
So I think Rick's gonna walk around and take a page out of Merle's book and become like him.
Merle. Oh yeah, right. Merle lost his hand. That's right.
He'll get little claw or a little knife thing where he could stab the walkers.
Yeah. Now Kirkman said that was one of his biggest regrets.
But then he picks up his baby and hugs the baby and oops, maybe the knife shouldn't be on the hand.
I think Robert Kirkman said that was one of the things that he regretted about Rick's character in the book was.
I don't see them going that way.
I mean, you think about this. I mean, how many more seasons is this show going to be on? Are you going to have a character that completely CGI out his hand every single episode?
That's expensive,
especially.
Especially because
Matt froze up again.
That would be expensive.
There you go.
There you are. You're back, Matt. Right.
I'm back. This is the year of George. Other thoughts about this episode? I was curious. Was there a KFC commercial that aired after all those zombies were eating Glenn? Or what we thought were going?
You know, So I told Jack a little bit earlier, I think maybe the one who comes and saves Rick is maybe Morgan. Since we didn't really see him the previous episode.
How quick is Morgan then? Can he just run from place to place?
Apparently you go from the woods to finding a town in like span of like 3 seconds, so I'm sure.
It takes the other characters like days, hours.
Morgan's quick.
I'm telling you that stick is a flying broomstick. Yeah. He's a witch.
I just think they're gonna. You know, there has to be some kind of plot with Morgan in there. So,
okay, I think this is a deep crossover. We just didn't see this coming, but he is actually a speedster, just like the Flash, and. Morgan is actually going to cross over with that show. It'll be cool.
That'd be good. I'd like to see that.
I do like how they've broken up the storyline, so I hope that they're able to keep the pace going. Was there at least a SpaghettiOs commercial after the innards were being eaten?
What? I'd like to see the special effects, because it looked like when they're ripping, we're assuming it was Nicholas, right? That they're ripping up.
Sure.
Well, first we thought it was Glenn. It Plus, if they're ripping up, he couldn't keep screaming like that if he was being ripped up like that. Wouldn't he just die?
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of blood coming out. I mean, you'd probably go into shock. The way he was ripping him up, I'm like, it's like, it was like confetti just being sprayed out. It was red confetti. It was crazy.
Jack is looking for the Goodyear blimp replay view.
Yeah, to get the overhead shot of it. But anyway, I just, it was a pretty gross scene, but.
Speaking of overhead shots. Oh, go ahead. What?
I'm happy if Nicholas is gone. I couldn't take him anymore.
Well, he's definitely gone. I mean, he shot himself. So.
Too bad.
He made a mess. You know, in him, he probably messed with his hand.
I felt like Nicholas was a zombie himself. I mean, he'd look at the walkers and he was almost mesmerized.
Right.
Into like suicide several times. Even when they run into a group of them, he's like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I'm just here faking it, you know.
And Glenn would go, Nicholas, go, wake up.
Oh, okay, yeah. What?
Okay, after this, say Glenn survives.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not take on any projects like Nicholas again?
I hope not. I hope he learns his lesson, right?
You
say,
you know, I got a wife. I got to do. I think Mike said, why do you take Nicholas in the first place?
Yeah.
I said, look, I can move faster on my own. I know the town. Well, that's great, but you're crazy.
Yeah.
I would have gone without him.
He's like MapQuest to like Google Maps. You're just like,
exactly,
come on, dude.
Exactly.
Like.
Right turn here. No! More walkers.
Speaking of overhead shots, you mentioned, I like that we keep getting these sky shots, and I think, I don't know if this has been true, I know the first one used drone cameras, drones to actually do the zoom out, this. So I like that they keep coming back to that. We had the, Daryl Whitesnake video where he's going down the lonely road on his own, but then we also had the, that panning out of at the end there with RV and the fate of Rick, basically. So,
well, he got those, he was smart about killing the other guys. Used a lot of bullets to do it. But then he attracted all the walkers.
Right. Well, the horde was headed his way anyway, he says it. Like when he's there.
That is true.
So they were already like bearing down on him. He's just like, yeah, he's in a boat. Basically.
Well, he has to get on. He's obviously going to have to get on top of the RV.
Right.
Hopefully he locks the door so they don't go all inside the RV and start ripping the RV apart.
Yeah, because that interior, once zombies get in, it's just shot. You might as well have a woman that, had a baby there. You're just never going to get that smell out.
No.
Take it from an RV owner like myself.
I think that was the same RV that they used in Christmas Vacation.
And Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So this episode was called Thank You. Did anybody else think that this was about the Alanis Morissette song? I guess Mike did.
No, that's first I've heard of it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what they were referring to. So.
Yeah, I didn't even know the episode till I'm trying to figure out what that was in reference to.
Thank you.
I think it was in reference to the guy who wanted Michonne to give his wife
on the fence.
It's on right now. Look,
yeah.
It's about Nicholas. Right, it's the last thing that Nicholas says to Glenn. He says thank you, and then he offs himself.
Well, there was a lot of thank yous. You know, the one guy wanted Michonne to say, thank you to his wife, for making, the 3 months, the best months of his life.
But I didn't realize that was a thank you note.
But she didn't get the note.
She didn't get the email or the memo.
No, because Michonne said, no, you're going to make it, and then he doesn't. He's on the fence, and Michonne just goes, I'm not reaching back and get that note.
So like, yeah, it's an erasable pen. I can move this from my arm.
tough break.
I think what Michonne is going to do is wait for the horde to leave, and she's just going to take his hand and give it to her and be like, you wanted to shake your hand, but here you go.
Ooh. What if she just gets back
in? I don't think there's anything left of the guy, to be honest with you.
That was like the equivalent of somebody screaming out, "Tell my wife I love her," and then they die.
Yeah.
Except it was on a piece of paper, and it wasn't his wife. All right, so a pretty good episode. I mean, I think you guys liked it more than I did. Maybe it was just the time of night that I watched it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought this whole season I've really been into watching it.
Right. Yeah, I love the pacing. It started out a lot better than last season.
It just seems intense, and it seemed like the new guys, of course, don't trust Rick because he killed Carter, and they're like all this different stuff going on, but they don't get it. It's kill or be killed in this world. Yeah. You have to do it. Like Michonne, I thought Michonne was perfect when she was telling the guy, "Look, I've done things you can't even imagine."
Right. Well, and it's smart. It's smart that they started off the season and they took the characters and they put them outside the fence. Because as long as they were inside that fence, the zombies weren't a factor. And then it's just a social experiment, which we saw towards the end of last season. But getting them like fighting an entire zombie horde as a menacing threat has divided them. It's created death. It's created drama, and that's what we want. We want the gore. I don't have a.
Now the fence is gone, and all the hordes coming back, or most of hordes coming back. So.
Yeah, so you still have the threat that you faced at the beginning, anyway. So it's a nice lot of looming threats. I like it so far. It's just, I guess.
But you also you have the wolves, the outside human threats too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So zombie kill of the week. Do you guys have any? Favorite zombie kill moment?
Michonne lopped off some heads. It was pretty cool, but
there was nothing that really kind of stood out.
It's almost like the zombies are getting the upper hand right now. Like I think you said, it's like the zombies are getting the better kills right now than the humans are getting the kills on the zombies.
Well, last week it was turtles.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I guess this week it was as sad as it was because we thought it was Glenn. It's almost more satisfying if we know it's Nicholas being ripped apart, as gory and as gruesome as that is.
Would he be as much of a coward as a zombie though? If he could be a zombie, would he be a coward? Would he be like, I can't, no, I can't rip you up. No, I'm a coward. No.
He doesn't even say brains. He's like earlobes. That's fine.
Yes.
Take an earlobe.
Give me a few fingers. I'm good.
No, I think the best kill was him killing himself and spraying blood all over the place. I think that was probably the best one, even though you didn't see it.
It was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it was.
Well, they didn't have to show it because they showed all the blood going over Glenn, so I think that's better than you don't have to always see the guts.
Yeah.
The brains being splattered all over everything.
It was traumatic, and it reminded me of that famous photograph of the Vietnamese with his arms tied behind his back and the gun next to his head. Yeah. It was as violent as that without actually seeing it. Just the splatter and the shock on Glenn's face. You got to wonder how many times they actually shot that image. You know, it's like Glenn just getting splattered with blood. Again!
Wipe your face. You know, we were talking about Nicholas killing himself, and we were talking earlier about how the girl should have maybe just killed herself, and maybe they should have shot the other guy that wrote the note. And the only one who shouldn't have shot himself was Nicholas.
Right.
So he's the one that does it, where the other ones should have done it because there was no chance for them at all in that situation. You know, like I said, he's being chewed up on the fence. I put a bullet in his head. They sit there and just look. Maybe it's just because he's still alive. He still means something to him, but I don't know. And then the girl, they just look at her and go, "All right, yeah, we're going to run." And she's being ripped apart. I mean, I'd rather, if that point, like, again, if I'm at that point, shoot me because I don't want to be ripped apart.
Right.
Well, I think you bring up some solid points, Jack. We should definitely get them put on driver's licenses in the future. You know, do not, or, you know, kill if zombified, you know, K-I-Z, you know. So, Kizzy, there we go. Kill if zombified.
He had that one guy in New Mexico. I didn't read the whole thing, but I guess he binge-watched on
Walking Dead. Right.
And he killed
It's coming up right behind you right here, Jack. There it is.
Yeah, there's right there, yeah. She's shooting him. Instead of she has the bullets. I guess maybe you're trying to survive, but they're ripping you apart. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That one there was pretty. That one is pretty brutal.
And they just looked and they go, "Well, let's keep running." And the walkers seem like they're going faster. I think I said last week, I think they're getting more athletic. They're killing more athletic people who are turning into walkers, because at first they were slow, but now they're having trouble outrunning them.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree.
And here's the part where Glenn, the house is already burned down.
And they're like, stairs? Nah, we don't need stairs.
Who needs stairs? Run past those stairs. We'll head to that trash receptacle.
You know what would have been more fitting, Jack? It's our favorite line, but while they're watching her, it would have been great for one of them to say, "She dies, she dies."
Yeah. You need a Russian. That's what you need, a Russian.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need a Russian out there.
We don't have a Russian. There's not been a Russian on this show, has there?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
So that's what you're missing. She dies, she dies.
That would have been awesome.
Maybe they'll bring that in for you.
It took them so long to get over this fence.
I don't know. I kept watching this fence thing. I'm like, come on, Michonne. Like, you're better than this. Like, you really...
You don't really even need the little spin, the wire thing that they're... The wooden thing. It has...
She's waiting for, like, a good solid minute. You know, you just need to climb.
It has rails on there. I could have climbed up that fence.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely took her time. But the way I think she was just doing it for dramatic effect.
And I'll be honest with you, the way she's been acting lately, I was wondering if she was going to die.
Oh, sure.
Before this, I said someone's going to... My whole head was, I think they did a great job setting this up, that somebody was going to die. Or at least we thought someone was going to die, because it's just, how are they going to get away from this? I mean, everything is, the whole plan has gone sour. Because
they're right there at the stairs. They just looked at the stairs and was like...
See the fence over here? Why didn't they climb up that fence?
Well, that fence has walkers on the other side of it.
No, not that's the side. With the
side fence.
Oh, there's a side fence.
Yes. You'll see the side fence when they get on top of the dumpster.
Right. So here we are, and people playing at home, we're kind of doing a play-by-play, but they're running out, and then they get knives out, so they're, I'm a stab them. And right now, Nicholas is doing a pretty good job. But you got the walkers on one side, but this whole herd's coming in here. Michonne's still trying to get over this fence, but look, you couldn't have got over...
It takes her 5 minutes to get over that fence, and she's so athletic. I mean, so athletic. So
this guy, he's going to die anyway, and he's struggling. They get a hold of his belt, and now he's toast. And down he goes. Down, at this point, shoot him in the head. Why did this guy shoot him in the head?
Jack, I feel like this is much better if you could do this in like a Drake Gruden voice or John Gruden voice or Collinsworth voice.
I just don't. I got to hear Collinsworth before I can do him. So when he was playing, I could do a Collinsworth voice, but I can't do it. Look at—he's still alive. They're just taking chunks out of him.
No, I agree. They should have shot the guy behind the fence. You know.
Hey, Jack, I wouldn't be saying anything. You might get a tweet. Someone might send you something saying he's a third string quarterback. That's why he's not worth the bullet. He's a third-string quarterback. He's not worth the bullet.
I think he's still alive there. Yeah, see, he's still screaming. And
yeah, he probably got underneath the walkers and crawled underneath that fence. He'll be good. It's all right.
Rub some dirt on it.
I'm trying to think of anything else from this episode. The ending with Rick was so good, because I think
there is a lock on the dumpster.
Oh, there's a lock. Okay, so proof positive, you could not have gotten into that dumpster.
Well, they could have shot the lock.
Yeah, they could have shot the lock off.
Yeah, but they used all of their bullets at first on the actual walkers. So, still don't know how he gets out of this unless he's covered in Nicholas's blood. So, but. If you take a long look at that as it pans out, you see Glenn's head and that zombie mess, and then you don't as it pans
out. Actually, the fall off the hitting your head on the thing would have probably killed him.
Sure. Yeah.
I think it's very important that in the zombie world that trash bin be locked. Because you wouldn't want anyone to steal your trash.
It was probably some rich upper scale, you know, like apartment building. You know, they're just tired of like all of the hobos getting in their trash, so they had a lot.
I think look at the actor playing Nicholas. We don't like his character, but he's pretty convincing. He's he's definitely freaking out. I thought it was a great scene. He's just looking at him.
He actually wanted to be on other AMC TV shows. Now, he's like, just
now look at the fence. There's no zombies behind that fence. They could have jumped. They could have went the other way.
Yeah. I definitely think Nicholas is like I said, kind of like this negative talisman that has just brought everyone around him down.
We're about to see him go down.
Yeah, they're down. He's chewing on him right now. They're pulling on, and you can't tell if it's Glenn or not. But the stuff just is pouring. But see, at this point, I think he would have been dead already. See, there's the innards coming out, the guts. They're chowing down. They're hungry. Ooh, save some for everybody. Can he get under the dumpster though? Is there room for him to get under?
There is room. Now, as it pans back, okay, this shot right here, you can see his face.
Talk, Jack.
Okay, someone's they're trying to claw at him right now. They're trying to claw, and now they're covering. Now you're covering up, so you can't see if he's moving or not. But does he move? Is he moving? It looks like he's moving under the dumpster. If you look really close, it looked like he was moving under the dumpster.
And there's an actual like walker that's reaching for him, and then at some point, like it doesn't find him and kind of looks around.
Yeah, so you can kind of see he's almost moving towards him. So we're gonna say right now. As of now, Glenn is alive.
We went over the Zapruder footage very carefully. We did a play-by-play here on YouTube.
He escaped through the trap door in the floor.
One of the zombies had an umbrella. And that's the Hulk. And there was a zombie behind the grassy knoll. And Glenn survives. Anyway, and there you got Lindelof shaking his head. So, anyway, that's all I got.
Well, I think, Mike, you put forth a pretty solid theory here as far as the actor not being on The Talking Dead. But what if he is on next week and he actually really is dead?
What if next week's episode is all Morgan flashback and you don't get anything about Rick or...
Are you giving me preview spoilers here? Because I don't see any previews at all for this stuff. All
right.
Spoiler.
A little bit of a preview. They showed a Morgan flashback. I don't know if that's the whole episode, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm just asking, how mad would you be if Glenn and Rick aren't a part of the episode at all next week?
I would expect it. I would expect it from The Walking Dead at this point, you know, that they would pull something like that. Like, we'll just leave you hanging there until 2 weeks from now.
I think it could possibly happen, and I think people are going to be ticked off.
Okay,
It better be a great episode without that. Something better happen or people are going to be upset. Twitter's going to be upset.
So you're telling our Walking Dead fans, lower your expectations.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I think if they don't explain the whole Glenn thing next week and they wait another week for that, I think that's going to tick people off too.
Okay, it's this. It's Morgan. He's running kind of like how Rick was, you know, like very Tom Cruise, just running down the road in the rain even. And he's having flashbacks to, like, how he got to this point. At the very end of the episode, he's out of breath, and he gets to Glenn. He's like, hey, are you okay? He's like, yeah,
then he beats him with a stick and kills him.
Nice. And then he takes his watch.
Yeah, it does. I needed a new timepiece. Sorry, Glenn. Have to do what I gotta do.
Well, thanks for lowering my expectations there, Mike. so, I know what to expect. No, I don't know. I watch the show. I just go in. Whatever is gonna happen, happens, and I don't really. I don't know. I guess I don't set myself up too high. I just want to be entertained with, you know, Rick and company. So.
And all listeners of the show, please lower expectations. You'll enjoy us much more.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast, always lower your expectations.
But raise those ratings on iTunes for us.
And also raise those Patreon contributions.
Yes, there you go.
Wouldn't you say that, Jack?
I would say that. And at this time, we'd like to thank three special Patreons. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right. We got Tech from Tokyo, Chris O'Brien, and... Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter, new member of the family. So thanks again for helping us out, and thanks for listening. Thanks for if you want to go and back and watch the commentary, we give the if you watch the scene. I don't know if I was I was talking when the, he was. You could see him crawling.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. crawling underneath the dumpster. So
it was about 10 minutes of Jack play-by-play commentary.
I'm telling you right now, other podcasts, Walking Dead podcast, did not do that.
You're right.
I'm calling right now. Nobody, maybe nobody wanted to do it, but we did it. So there you
Hashtag
go.
Come at me, bro. Come
and
at
AMC,
me.
AMC, if come you don't me. Want us to do that again, just send me a note saying, hey, stop.
Well, I mean, they're not getting anything extra special. It's kind of half cut off, you know, and we're talking, and so it's like...
Hey, you never know. You might get a tweet from John Clayton saying stop.
Oh, that's not going to happen. It's been brought in.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about the whole driver's license thing. I think you need to have a thing on your license that says, if I look like Norv, kill me.
Well, Norv is a zombie.
Yeah, so there you go. I look like Norv, just kill me.
Right.
All right. So send in your feedback as far as what you should do with your licenses to either our Facebook group, and you can also email us. We don't have one for The Walking Dead, but you can email us at sportstalk3@gmail.com. So,
I'd like to thank Tim for being the only one in our chat today.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Hope we entertained you.
Tim dropped another little spoiler saying there's two new characters next week.
Two new characters?
Oh, I didn't even see that, yeah.
Nikki and Paolo.
Oh, Nikki and Paolo.
Nice. That would be a nice callback.
Okay, people are going to be ticked if that's true.
True. Even if Morgan buries them alive.
That would be so funny.
Well, join us next week. We usually record on Tuesday evenings, always. So I'll post it in the Facebook feed again. And thanks for listening to us, Jack. I don't know. Do you have any?
That's it. I'm done. We're finished for the day. I've been sitting in this chair since 6 o'clock.
You're gonna McCoy the rest of the broadcast.
I'm
you're done.
McCoy the rest of McCoy. I'm not gonna speak. I'm not gonna coach. I'm just going to leave.
All right.
I thought you were going to finish where you're patting the sign off. You're nothing to me, Clayton. You're nothing.
It's The Walking Dead. Right. I can't say that.
All right. Well, I'll sign off like I usually do or try to. Great show, kid. That was one in a million.
Wow.
2 million.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.